When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Christmas tree at the Christmas party house. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Welcome back to the Junkies Holiday Show. We are on the road at BetMGM Sportsbook and Lounge. You still have time to come down and join us here. Thanks again to Richmond John for the amazing live music, the ins and outs. We appreciate that. Sounds great. Sounds very festive.
Should we give the update on the breathalyzers?
Yeah, Lieutenant Pollard from Fairfax Police has been nice enough to administer the breathalyzers.
Yeah, he's awesome.
We're going to go from lowest to highest.
Okay.
I think that's the only fair way to do it.
Right. We should say he's a super P1.
That is true.
Really appreciate him.
Thank you,
Lieutenant
Pollard.
He's listened to the show for a long time.
Yes.
Really good guy.
Correct.
Giving us these breathalyzers.
All right, Jason.
Can you read my writing?
I can read your writing, yes. Jason is at the bottom. Jason's number, I don't know how this is even physically possible, 0.000.
He's just nursing his drink. That's
triple
all.
Right. Zero.
All right. Here's how you can describe it. Here's
across
this Bloody
board.
Mary from 6 o'clock.
Yes, correct.
How much do you think he's had?
I mean, that's like maybe
an ounce.
Maybe a third.
I'm going to finish it. It made me feel better. I had a headache.
Bro. And then here's his other drink.
Well, they just gave it to us.
That is the new drink that was just delivered. That is Bish's Bourbon Wonderland, Buffalo Trace Whiskey, Frangelico, Bailey's, and Simple Syrup. So that is our fare for the 8 o'clock hour?
Hey, I told Lieutenant Pollard, I got to drive back to Loudoun County.
His brother's
at
Scott.
What time?
He
what do you
for
have?
Kansas.
Yes.
What do you have on Friday?
Huh?
What do you have on Friday, Bishbox?
He doesn't want to be stuck in traffic.
No, but I understand.
I just have to drive, so I don't want to get too hammered.
I'm with you. All of us have to.
And you know what? I got a Christmas party tonight. I got to go to another Christmas party.
All right, so Jason's at a 0.000.
I'm going to finish this, by the way.
EB is coming in at second at a 0.021.
Right, thank you. Keeping it mellow. Thank you.
That's like he's had one drink.
I am third. My number currently is a 0.051.
All right. You're getting up there.
Now, technically, I think I'm legally allowed to drive, but I should not be driving.
Slightly impaired.
Like, I'm impaired, but I should not be behind the wheel. Like, again, we stress to you, if you've had too much to drink this holiday season, call a cab, call an Uber, call a friend, do whatever you have to do. Don't get behind the wheel. Leading the clubhouse right now, JP is running away with the competition. He is at a 0.117.
Damn,
this guy.
Hammered.
Look at that. Lock this guy up.
Hammered.
He's an offender. But again, he's not driving, so it's all good. We are in the safe environment here at MGM National Harbor. So we'll keep you updated on those numbers throughout the show.
All right, Drabby, are we going to go around and see if we get – you want to go with a mic and see if people have –
I think we're going to do our drunken parlay.
Yeah,
so what we're going to do is we're going to do our picks, and then if – out there in the audience, if you guys have a play or a tingle or something you love, try to sell us on it, and we'll make you like the fifth pick in the drunken parlay.
Whatever one you guys like the most, we'll crowdsource it.
Yeah.
We'll add theirs.
Yeah. We'll hear from a few of the drunkards out here.
We can't take Gus Edwards from last night, right?
No.
You cannot take Gus Edwards, who found the end zone twice last night.
All right, so
if
Jason,
you want, you could probably go up to the BetMGM Sportsbook, and they probably have a sheet for you if you want some plays or something.
I would assume
ask them.
That's the case.
Yeah.
Right. All right, Jason, why don't you go first? Why don't you lead off?
All right. So there are some big games this weekend. We've already kind of talked about it, but obviously the Commanders-Eagles. The Giants-Falcons game is big, but they're also still chasing the Commanders for that last wild card spot. They made a quarterback change. They're going from Cousins to Penix. All right. So I don't have any expectations for Michael Penix. All right. Great college quarterback. He can sling it. Got a really strong arm. He's accurate. And I just think that the Falcons offense is going to come to life a little bit against the Giants. And I think he's going to hit Drake London for a touchdown. Hmm. Not sure what the number is, but I think we can check that in a second. But I'm just buying into to Michael Penix, and that offense is going to be a little bit more explosive than it was with Cousins, because Cousins was dreadful.
Hey, go easy on my guy Kirky. That's my guy.
One touchdown pass, 9 picks in his last 5 weeks.
It's hard to defend at this point.
So Michael Penix is going to be better than that. Drake Leonard's my guy.
All right. JP, what do you got?
All right, so believe it or not, the last couple of weeks, Aaron Rodgers is playing a little better. And
that's a .117. That's, hey, you know what? It's a hazard of this show. Sometimes you're gonna misstep and misspeak.
And if you look at his
if
you look at his last 5 weeks, he only has one touchdown. But this is more of a tingle play. He's a guy who is actually in the rumor mill as a potential Commander's target.
I know
next
you're talking
season.
About. I know who.
Who
this
am
guy
I talking
is.
About, Cakes?
You ever hear of Garrett Wilson?
Garrett Wilson from the New York Jets. I'm going to ride with Garrett Wilson this week in the touchdown parlay.
All right, I'm going to go next. I have a guy who scored 2 touchdowns last week. This team has to rely on this running back because the quarterback's a little bit shaky. That's Kyler Murray. Mm. James Conner scored twice last week. He gets the Carolina Panthers this week. That Carolina Panthers defense is marshmallow soft. I think Conner finds the end zone at least once. Here are his last 3 games. 17 carries for 68, 18 for 90, 16 for 110 yards, 2 end zone trips against the New England Patriots.
All right.
I think he finds the end zone at least once against Carolina. He's in the parlay.
I like it.
Throw him in.
All right. You know me. I'm always going to take a Commander if I can. It's kind of daunting, though, when you look at the stats. I mean, defensively, you don't realize, but the Eagles have the number one ranked pass defense, Cakes. Did you realize that? I didn't know that.
Mitchell is a shutdown corner as a rookie.
I mean, they're top 5 in rushing defense. So I wanted to go Terry, just continue the heater, but it's a little scary to do that. So there's no good options here. I will take B-Rob. I'll just take our guy, B-Rob, to score. They get the ball 21 times. Struggled a little bit last week. Didn't get a great yards per carry. But maybe he'll find the end zone. This is literally a heart pick because I don't feel super confident about it. But
pick
I'll take
with the ticker.
Yeah, I'm picking with the ticker.
Ticker pick.
All right. What about Drabby? What do you got for the boys behind the glass? Do you guys have a consensus or?
All right, Drab is out and about crowd here.
The producers are not doing a play. The fifth play is going to be from listeners.
Okay.
If you have one, come join me over here because I can't be in front of those speakers. Yeah. It'll feedback.
All right, has everybody got a?
We got one right here.
All right. The
first one up here. What's your name, man?
Kevin.
Kevin, all right, what
from
do you got, buddy?
Kevin, long-time listener of the show. Appreciate you coming out.
Long-time listener. My dad started listening in 2000 when he was finishing up his military service.
His dad is
Thank you for your service.
By the way, his dad is a full-blown D-gen. He's in the poker room more than I am, and I'm in there a lot. So that guy.
How does he fare?
He does well. I think he's cashing like 2 of the last Cakes Classics.
Have you ever taken out Cakes in the Cakes Classic?
Hasn't yet. Though, you know what? Cheap plug, January 1st, New Year's Day. First Cakes Classic of 2025.
Ooh.
It's right around the corner. So hope to see you and those D-gens back there, Matt, Lee Childs, all those D-gens, they'll be there.
Huh. All right, what do you got?
Mike Evans.
Mike Evans?
He's played 10 and a half games this year. He's already got 9 touchdowns. He scores just about every game.
Yep.
Baker Mayfield's trying to get him to that 1,000 yards. He's already got 1,000 yards 10 years in a row, trying to get him the 11th year. He knows he's going to feed him. He's going to get at least 10 targets. Mike Evans, easy play.
Who do they have this week?
Dallas.
Is that game in Dallas?
Yes, it's in Dallas.
Sunday Night Football.
I think he's a Dallas guy. I think he's from, Dallas.
Might be.
Oh,
you love those kind of angles.
Homecoming game. Homecoming game narrative.
And he had
a
bomb game last week.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like that.
All right, well, keep it in mind. Anybody else?
Like
anybody else want to try this? Because I do like it. If anybody else
Mike Evans, I like that pick.
All right, what do you
What's
got?
What's up, boys?
Hey,
right.
buddy.
I'm thinking Jonnu Smith this week, plus 150.
All right.
Give us Jonnu a little rationale.
Smith,
Give
last
us rationale.
2 weeks, last 2 weeks gets in the end zone. Tua's really trying to get the ball away quick, and Tyreek hasn't done anything. So he needs to find Jonnu against the 49ers,
yeah.
against Lurch's team.
I think Jonnu Smith, I'm pretty sure he's like a top five or top six ranked tight end in the league this
yeah,
year.
He's having a really
He's
good
had a
year.
Really big role.
What did he say the number is, plus 150? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
I mean, he's got 740 yards. He's got six touchdowns, 70 catches.
He's been a big part of that offense.
Why is Tyreek – why are his
I think they're just
–
they're passing the ball, like, in shorter windows, and that benefits guys like Jonnu Smith instead of Tyreek, who's yeah. generally better downfield. That's solid analysis for a guy who's teetering on the legal limit.
He's saying Tua's questionable. Is Tua questionable? I don't even know.
Yeah, but he'll play. Yeah, I think he's got a hip play. Injury.
He's got a hip?
All yeah.
Right. All right. Anybody else? Okay, hit up Drabby if you've got another.
Got another
there you go,
guy
over Come here. On.
Drabby, you got to work the crowd
over
here,
to the
buddy.
Side. Drab's got to get some cardio, getting the picks in.
Yeah, we got one back.
Cardio.
Yeah,
I mean,
what's your name?
It's extra
My
steps.
Name's John Olson, Alexandria.
Hey, John. How are you,
what's
buddy?
Up, good, guys. Good. We're going to go with Kyren Williams. He didn't score last week. He had two touchdowns the week before. Mm-hmm. They're going against the lowly Jets. I cannot see the Rams not running the ball down the Jets' throat. Kyren Williams.
He is a touchdown machine.
And he's got 12. Yeah. And it's a big game for the Rams.
That guy's got 12.
Yeah,
12.
Got 12.
Jeez.
He's got a casual 12 tutties.
EB, as a Commanders fan, are you sweating the Rams a little bit?
I mean, I don't know. I don't worry about the other teams. I just worry about us doing our thing, to be honest with you. So, no.
Should Commanders fans be sweating the Rams?
Again,
well, don't we have a tiebreaker over them or something?
Well, the Rams, if they win the division, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because right now they're leading the NFC West. So you just want them to win the division.
Right.
The team you are worried about is Atlanta. That's right. The team you're worried about.
Who we have head-to-head. So,
yep.
you know, it's all in our hands. All right, what do you got, John?
We got one more. One all more,
right.
at least.
All right.
All right, this is Mick from Laurel.
What's up?
EB's favorite town.
Sorry to hear that.
Nubby, no.
How many porno stores near your house?
Yeah, I live Those right are... off the parkway in that first neighborhood, Russet. Luckily, we got none. So.
Okay, all right.
Those are out of business at this
yeah,
point.
They're out of yeah.
You ever heard of the internet?
I don't know.
Nobody's buying DVDs anymore.
I haven't been to Laurel in, like, 20 years.
Or you were buying VHS tapes.
I wasn't the only one.
Colossal combos.
I wasn't the only one.
Well, right? Were those 6-hour blickies?
Yeah, those thumbnails can get you in trouble sometimes.
Looking at the Lions-Bears game this week, I love Amon-Ra. It's about even money just because Montgomery goes down last week. He's probably done for the whole season. And if you watch Amon-Ra, they like to flex him and run him as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, you know, pass catch, run catch. But I like Amon-Ra anytime touchdowns about even money this week against the Chicago Bears at 1 o'clock.
Look at this guy, Ben Johnson Jr. over here breaking down the Lions offense. I love it.
Looks like Ben
I love
Johnson
it.
Too, doesn't he?
It's great.
All right, which one do you like the best?
You know what? Why don't we put them all in?
You want to put them all in?
We got
one more.
Got
back
another
there,
one back by the bar, Drabby.
All right, let's everybody watch Drab.
So you're going to make like a 10-game parlay?
Yeah, why not? Who
I cares? Mean, it's impossible or to hit when it's five parlay. Or six legs. Yeah. Why not throw some extras in there?
Big John pass. Oh, look at John. Oh, my God. Look.
Is that a bit or is that real? Like,
no, dude,
I
look
think
at
that's
it.
Real.
Oh,
oh,
my God.
He came too.
Oh, he woke up.
Oh, man.
Happens all the time.
All right, Drabby, what do you got?
Hey, this is Mike from Prince Frederick.
What's up,
and
Mike?
I'm going to preface this by saying this is a long shot, okay?
All right.
But hear me out. Trey McBride.
Yep.
He doesn't have a touchdown this
leading
year.
Leading receiver on the Cardinals.
Yep.
Most yards, most receptions.
Okay, that works.
Zero touchdowns this year.
Yep.
True theory.
I got him for 2+ touchdowns
Ooh.
This year.
Oh, my
this
God.
Week. Plus 950. If you want to play it safe, go one touchdown.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to make an emphasis on getting him the ball and getting him his TDs he's deserved all year.
Playing in Carolina.
I think
okay.
Carolina's bad against tight ends, too.
All right,
so
I
that,
like
that seems
like
to
it.
Make sense.
I like it.
Let's do, if we're going to do it all, let's just do the one, though. Let's More the chance he's going
to
score two.
To right, me,
no, we'll just do one. Yeah,
do one.
But I say I liked all of their plays. So
all right,
say,
so we'll do
all their
plays.
Are great.
We'll do all the plays.
Put $5 to win like
hold
freaking
up. You
12
like
grand.
Trey McBride for two touchdowns?
No.
We're going to go for one.
Okay.
We'll go
I like one.
I was going to say, he has zero on the year. And did you see what Kyler Murray said about the cold? He's never played in the cold. And they told him he was asked, you know, how do you feel about playing in the cold? He does the quarterback speak, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, how cold is he? He said 30. He's like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, he's a guy from
– How did he not know?
It's going to be 40. Hold on. It's going to be 41. Well, 41 on Sunday.
That's fine.
In Charlotte.
She'll be okay. Weather. It's not going to be 15 degrees.
Well, you just said it's going to be cold. I want to check the weather.
Just telling you what Kyler said.
I'll tell you what. It's going to be cold here.
He seemed frazzled.
All right. We'll punch all those in. We'll take all those. I think everybody's in, right? We'll take all of those. We'll put, I don't know, $5, $10
on it.
It's
going to be like a 9 or 10 game parlay.
I mean, there's no chance it'll hit, but it'll be fun.
We'll place it right here at the BetMGM Sportsbook and Lounge.
It'll be
right around the corner.
It'll be fun to try.
Let me ask you this. Vinny, you place our bets every week. You ride with the junkies. We hit twice. You're up on the year, right? If you hit twice, you're still up on the year.
He just needs a mic.
He says that if that's the only thing he's betting.
So he's losing on his other stuff. But on our picks, I think he should be technically, he should be up.
Yeah, we're on a
although the
streak.
Ones that we've hit have been smaller paydays. They haven't been big paydays.
It's more than $10.
Yeah. For sure.
How the Commanders fans are going to go wacky if they beat the Eagles.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we go to break?
Go crazy.
Then we come around. We'll chat up the Commanders game a little bit, and then if we want to get some analysis from people that are here, we'll let them participate too. You like that idea?
Yeah. Are we still expecting a guest at 9?
I don't know.
I think we are.
Maybe.
Is it a special guest or is it?
Those are the expectations.
Sean Springs.
Oh, Sean Springs. Oh well, Sean's not going to post.
That's why I asked.
Sean's butt unreliable.
I love Sean though.
He's a great guy, but he's super unreliable.
He's more
unreliable
than Smoot.
Yeah.
Smoot,
I mean, he might call. Is Sean supposed to show up in person?
I think he's supposed to be here.
No chance.
Probably see the not. CDB?
Yeah.
Sean Springs.
Right there.
No chance.
All right, it's our annual holiday show live from the MGM National Harbor Sportsbook. You can join us till 10 a.m. Back with more right here on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're singing Deck the Hall, but it's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. The snow's coming down, I'm watching it fall. Lots of people around, baby, please come home. The church bells in town, they're singing a song. What a happier sound, baby, please come home.
Welcome back to the Junkies Holiday Show. We're coming to you
give
live from the BetMGM Sportsbook and Lounge at MGM National Harbor. Still time to come down and hang out with us.
Give it up for Richmond John, man. Really
Richmond
John's
guy. Killing it with the live music. That is much appreciated. So thank you again to him.
Richmond John's awesome. Look, I had a miss when I did the book party at the house with the P1s. Because we had Big John do a comedy set, but I did have Richmond John playing music for me, which was
fantastic.
Saved
the day. poor Big John. I walked by him. He was knocked out.
He's in and out.
Yeah, he's teetering between consciousness and being out.
All right, so we have more gifts.
And oh,
we
do?
If people have
other gifts, find Drab, and we'll spin the wheel. And
a couple
we'll
of the gifts,
because it is the giving season. It's the holiday season.
We should mention a couple things. First of all, if you're listening, we are actually, we're not on Monumental, but we're actually on the YouTube page, the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, so you can watch us on the YouTube page. So we have that. We're also putting out pictures on our Instagram, which is Sports Junkies Radio. Give us a follow there. We're on X at Junks Radio. Great turnout. Everybody stood up for me.
Yeah.
Took a picture. I mean, EB, did you expect this kind of turnout?
No, I did not. I did
Look
not.
At this.
I did not.
Come on, make
awesome.
Some noise, guys.
You guys are awesome. Thank
this is
you
awesome.
So much
we owe 28 years of our lives to you.
Yeah. Thank
yes,
you very
thank
much.
Thank you. JP holding it together for a guy with a .12.
Yeah.
Like, if he were driving right now, they would throw his ass in the back of a police cruiser. But he's not driving. He's going to sleep it off like the rest of us are. None of you should drive after you've been drinking too much during the holiday season. That is the big message here.
All right, we've got
we're trying
some,
to impart.
I know that you want to do the gifts.
Yes, I'm desperate to give away this gift.
And Valdez came up to me because we have callers on the line at 800-636-1067.
Good.
All right.
We have our boy D. Woods.
Love him.
Let's go to D. Woods first. It's his birthday. Happy birthday
Happy
to
birthday,
D. Woods.
D.
Ah, lucky you. You share a birthday with Big John. D. Woods. D,
are you there?
I'm going to have that in my obituary that I share the same birthday as Big John.
Yeah.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, Jason. Wanted to get that in before the next couple of days.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Hey, Bickle, I need you to do me a huge favor.
All right.
I need you to give Mike Marr your room key and have him tell him where your luggage is and find you a bigger shirt. There's no way that shirt that you're wearing is
a double XL.
XL.
I know.
It
I
can't
know.
Be. It can't
Believe
be. Bickle.
It's uncomfortable.
Bickle, it's impossible. I can see your heart beating through my TV.
I know.
Ridiculous. I know. Come
Big
on, John man.
Should steal that line from you. That's a funny line.
I know.
Hey, man. Hey, I just called to tell you, you guys know I love you guys. I miss not being able to be there hanging out with you guys. So, Merry Christmas. And Merry Christmas to everybody out there watching and listening.
All right, man. All Merry right. Christmas
Thank
to you and your family,
Sorry,
D-Woods.
Thank you.
Thank you.
D-Woods.
D-Woods,
thank
is
you
a,
so much.
That's a good dude, man.
He is a good dude.
By the way, we also, the guy who was here from Brooklyn, he's been one-upped by, I told this guy I wouldn't blow up his spot. Like, he claims, I'm working, whatever.
What are you talking about?
Right, he's
South
here from,
Florida?
He's here from South Florida.
Wow.
So the guy from Brooklyn's been one-upped.
Wow.
So South Florida made the trip. So
Where's South Florida?
He's over by the bar. He claims he's working. He's so not working.
He doesn't want us to blow up his
okay.
spot.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Steve. Who has his donkey of the year?
Oh, love that.
No.
Steve, you're on with the junkies. Merry Christmas.
Steve, are you there?
Steven's my name.
Steven is
by,
his
by
name.
By the way, as we try to go to him, somebody came up to me and he said, hey, big fan, love your show.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you. And then he said, I defend you on Reddit all the time. And I don't know what that means. Yeah. It just must mean I'm getting trashed on Reddit.
I'm sure all of us are.
Yeah.
Just stay off of those Reddit streets.
Social media
friend.
Is very positive. It's very
yeah,
positive
it is.
Form.
Yeah.
All right. Is our guy on the line? What's his name?
Steve, you there?
Are we having problems getting the calls up?
Hello.
Hey, Steve, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey.
Merry Christmas.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Merry
got
Christmas.
You.
Can you hear me? Okay. All right, cool. I got my donkeys of the year. There's multiple.
Okay.
All right. I'm starting with the least egregious. Okay, for Jason Bishop this year, he actually had a pretty clean year. But this was the year that it was discovered that Jason has two monitors because he can't figure out how to put two windows open at the same time on one screen.
Is that true, Jason?
No, that's not true.
I don't think it's true, but it is funny. But I don't believe it's true.
Go ahead.
Right.
I like
then,
it, though.
He does have his two computers right here at MGM National Harbor.
All right, but that's for another reason.
All right. All right. What else?
And then Cakes had a pretty clean year, too, before he ruined the end of Alexander Ovechkin's career and then guaranteed the Commanders going to beat the Cowboys.
Right.
But,
the last few weeks have not been the best run for me.
But Donkey of the Year for Cakes for saying that we needed to test out Jaden Daniels' ribs. Someone should punch him in the ribs.
Right.
I said a light punch.
A light punch.
Nothing
yeah.
too aggressive
like
or crazy.
That, I didn't like that idea either.
By the way, this is Steve, the
all
world's
I am
worst.
All I am is a visionary.
You realize this is Steve, the world's worst half-court shooter.
Ah, got it. Good.
Okay.
That's it, baby.
The voice.
All right, Steve, anybody else? Or did JP
unscathed? No. EB.
Yeah.
EB had a pretty big year. He told us that he doesn't look up at the moon, and then about a month later, he said, I quote, the sun is awesome. So, big year. Okay, but Eric gets the donkey of the year because he was asked who was the president of the United States during the Civil War, and he said George Washington.
It's a solid one.
Who was it, Case?
That would be Abraham Lincoln last time I checked.
Do your... Ever heard of Abraham?
A guy named Abraham Lincoln. He had a bad night at the Ford's Theater.
Yeah, he did.
Too right. soon, and then, I'm sure. That happened like 175 years ago.
All right, what about JP? And then,
here it comes.
And yeah, JP wins. I love JP. He's our little alien. We got to teach how to be human. It was discovered that this year, that is unbelievable. I don't know how old he is, but it was discovered that this year he didn't know that the tooth fairy is supposed to leave money after it takes the tooth. Or supposed to take the tooth after leaving money. He put down money and left the tooth.
Right.
that is egregious. I mean, that's common sense.
Yeah. All right. And I think you leave good, the tooth fairy at your house leaves good tips, right? Or leave
I five, think the tooth fairy is given bucks? As much as 20.
Five.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Tooth fairy for EB would be so broke.
He would have nothing left.
Just felt it.
I know. So
and
bad.
The unemployment
You know
line.
What it is, EB? I
tooth
mean,
fairy.
This. Behind the curtain.
Inflation?
No.
Oh.
Inflation, but also the wife only has one kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so she spoils.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, that's all good. It's all good. All right, thank you, Steve. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Steve, long-time listener of the show, and we call him the world's worst half-court shooter because probably 25 years ago.
Has to be.
The four of us were invited to go to a George Mason basketball game because we were friends with Jim Larrañaga, who now, of course, is the head coach at the University of Miami.
Correct.
And we had a great relationship with George Mason. Our station was in Fairfax. They used to come by. We actually gave them, when they made the tournament, we gave them like a pep talk and
in the studio,
hyped it up. But
Tony Skin was in.
We had a section at George Mason with our listeners. And our listener, Steve, was selected to be the halftime shooter to take the half-court shot. And he'd win, I don't know, let's just make it up. He'd win $10,000 if he made this half-court shot.
All right.
And he finished his shot about 20 feet short of the rim.
It was gross.
It was ridiculous.
It was not great.
It wasn't even close.
Embarrassing.
All right, we have the latest gift that Drab just handed me.
Right, I have scratchers.
I've just got a handful. Look at all these scratchers I have here. Look at all those. Valdez has a bump in his pants right now for all these scratchers, but he's not in the mix.
All right,
so I'm going to go to the hopper. I'm going to pull out the number. EB.
You get the scratchers.
You got the holiday luck doubler, and you've got the Ravens times two top prize, 20
grand.
All right,
let's freaking go.
These are yours, my friend.
Making a comeback. Now, what do you do?
Merry Christmas.
Do you just scratch them all?
Ask Valdez.
Valdez, how do you do these?
He's the expert.
How does your family do these? I don't even know. Are you supposed to scratch them all, or is there some technique to it? Like, what is it?
I mean, we should have some sort of agreement that if it's a big score, we chop it four ways. But it's his gift, so he gets it all.
I'm not chopping, Jack.
No chops.
Yeah, why would I chop?
Zero. Lee Childs will not chop you. That guy will not chop. I mean, he made the final table back in the day. I give him props.
Where is Lee?
He's right over there. Right over there to the left.
Everybody give it up for Lee Childs. We made the final table, the main event in the World Series of Poker.
That's our guy right there. Love that guy.
He's a baller.
Nice he is guy. A baller. Nice Super guy. Nice guy. All right, we have nice another guy. Gift here.
All right.
This goes to, let's pull the number. N31. I don't think JP's gotten many gifts. So, JP, this gift is yours, sir.
Well, the gift that I got was bleach.
Yeah.
I don't really need that.
Bleach for a certain part of your body. It's just gross.
I've never seen I wonder what mine looks like. I'll show it to you. You tell me.
I don't want to see it.
Okay.
Show it to Valdez. He may want to know.
All right. This is something my wife would use a lot.
It's
a coffee mug warmer. Thank you.
Very good.
I like that.
I don't see who it comes from.
And I think there's a Dunkin' gift card in there
Who gave this?
I don't know who the giver was.
Thank you for the coffee mug warmer from somebody out there.
Somebody out there.
Now, JP.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, bro.
Oh, right. Dunkin', though? I go to Dunkin' a lot.
Yeah, sure. There you go. Take advantage.
All right.
Thank you so much for talking about the
freaking game. We got a massive game coming up.
Thank God.
Cakes is
going
to be there.
We're going to talk sports.
I would like to.
What?
Can we do it when we come back at least? I want to talk about the game. We can all make our picks, but I just want to get analysis a little bit. We can hear from the listeners.
Hey, people out there, do you want us to talk about the game or something else?
I like the game. Something else? That Lurch,
I just wanted to hear him.
We could do like an Ask Lurch hypotheticals. We could do one of those.
You know what? We'll do that in the 9 o'clock. Last segment.
9 o'clock hour.
No, 9 o'clock hour.
9 o'clock hour.
Well, 9 o'clock hours pretty soon.
Yeah, it's
last
coming.
Segment.
Yeah.
Now, if I was more under the influence, I would probably answer the questions. You're probably not going to get a lot of answers.
Yeah.
But we can do that final segment of the show.
Right.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk
Commanders. I want to talk Commanders. I want to go through the game, see what you guys are thinking.
All right.
Give you our analysis, and we can hear from the people. All right. Is Richmond John playing us out? No, he's only playing us in, right?
Yes.
All right.
I'm leaving this one to you, Evie, because you're so smooth at it.
All right, I'm so good at it. All right, when we come back, more of the Holiday Drinky Show. Thanks for everybody coming out. We'll break down the old Commanders game when we come back.
You better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Those are the vocal stylings of Richmond John. Thank you again for providing the live music. Give it up for Richmond John.
Yeah.
Crowd out here at MGM National Harbor, the MGM Sportsbook and Lounge. You can place your wagers on the upcoming game for the Commanders against the Eagles. 1 o'clock. Sunday at Northwest Stadium.
All right, Cakes, you admitted that during your vacation week, your staycation week, which I've had two in a row,
yeah,
you haven't really paid attention to what's going on with the show.
Not really, no.
Right. I don't expect you to.
I haven't
course.
Paid that much attention, but I try and post things on social media,
yeah,
the guests that are coming up on the show and
correct,
that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And through the grapevine, I learned that there's some sort of P1 chat thing with Richmond John and Drab, and I don't really understand what's going on.
Okay, there's drama.
Drab,
there.
Can you fill me in on what happened? Because Richmond John's here, you're here. Was there like a joning session, P1 chat behind the scenes?
Well, it was discussed on Bit Season.
Okay.
All the drama. I just didn't think you guys cared about it
at the time. But I've seen like a lot of tweets about it.
No, I
and like resumes, like Dennis is applying to be a P1
yeah,
chatter. I don't know. Dennis is here.
We're going through applications.
Our guy Dennis,
now,
who does the puppet shows for the Junkies, he's wearing the green over there.
I'll give you a 1 minute rundown.
Okay,
good. For the last couple years, there's been a P1 chat, and I was the conductor of
okay,
it. I was the big silly in the chat.
You're the moderator.
It was Richmond John, John DePompa, and Blake Giffen,
okay,
and Drab, the fearsome foursome.
Four of you. Rushmore of yeah, Jux P1.
So Blake Giffen, who listens to the show and
yeah,
puts up GIFs or GIFs, whatever the hell they're called.
They're definitely GIFs. Even though he's Blake Giffen, they're GIFs. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So we're gonna die on this hill.
All we do is just do bits and skits, and everything's fun until John DePompa ruined it for everyone by making me angry. And what
right,
happened was, I quit the chat. I left the group
what
suddenly.
What was the last straw?
It was one straw.
All right. Okay.
But he just picked the wrong time to do it because I have been getting attacked all season from who? The HTTR guys, because
oh, no,
I haven't said that Jaden Daniels is elite. All right? I need more information.
Yeah.
All right.
And so our P1 of all P1s, Scott Gammon, or Gammons, sent EB and I a tweet one time that said, Drab and Bickle, get radio. These guys are geniuses, or something like that, right?
Uh-huh. So you love
well,
the praise.
He loved it. Scott Gammon loved that Bickle and I were arguing about Jaden Daniels.
Right.
Right.
All right.
So John DePompa sends me a DM in our group chat that says, Drab, you're a troll, you're disingenuous, HTTR people hate you, and you're a turnoff to all the hardcore Redskin fans.
All right, John's right behind you. I don't know if you can grab a mic, John. Just come up here.
Oh, I thought you were so, DePompa. I was going to get scared.
Oh, so that's Richmond John.
Yeah.
All right, so Richmond John, you and John, what is the typical, if we were to ask you 2 months ago, prior to this dust-up, what is the typical banter in the P1 chat between the four of you?
You want the truth?
I'm guessing it's joning.
It's joning, but I mean, it's fun joning.
I know.
It's not anything bad.
Right, look, you like the show, but
yes,
you like to jone.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Give me an example.
No. No, but I will say this: John DePompa is like the leader of HTTR. Like he is the leader.
Is he very sensitive?
Oh my gosh, he's so sensitive.
Yeah.
Like if you strike the wrong nerve, if you hit the wrong nerve, like he gets
a hot house flower.
Yes.
Can't handle it.
Yes. Have you seen him on Twitter during games? That's what he did to Drabby, and it's like, why are you talking about sports in the P1 chat? This is like a safe space.
Mm, correct.
And then it ruined my life because that's my only human interaction is with that P1 chat.
That's
so,
a sad state of
yeah,
affairs.
So the
so he
only
ruined
straw
it,
was the Jaden Daniels bit.
Well, he was the last person to annoy me about it. And I could punish John. I couldn't punish the rest of the listeners by calling me a troll, so I kicked him out of the group. And we are accepting applications for a new P1 chat group with people that appreciate the insider access.
I appreciate
John,
that.
John has a Richmond. John has a lifetime pass. Blake Giffen in, no matter what.
Look at Big, Big John. Wants
Big
in.
John. Big no. Absolutely,
absolutely
not.
Absolutely not. Jesus H.
You have you got to be funny to be in the chat.
Big John.
No. No, Scott Gorman.
So he has
no.
Have you been more impressed as the season has gone along, or no? Basically the same.
Oh, here we go again.
I'm just curious.
I told you. I need more information.
All right, but as you've seen more information, as he's played more games, have you updated your file at all, or no? You think you're pretty much spot on?
Above average.
He's above average.
I got him like at 12 right now.
He's such a pro. Never relent.
He's never going to.
I don't even care where he ranks amongst sort of the other quarterbacks. I mean, I just think he's a.
Well, you do because you want me to call him elite and superior or whatever the buzzword you're using.
I just think he's going to retire as one of the greats. He's going to be a great quarterback.
Maybe I'm wrong.
But Bickle,
maybe
if he would have
be the first time.
If he would have stayed at Arizona State and didn't transfer to LSU, he'd like him a lot more.
Oh, that'd be his guy.
I don't think that.
He still penalizes
there
him.
There might be something to that.
I don't think that's true.
He still penalizes
him. Oh, I think there's something to that.
Is that really
He feels jilted by
Jalen. I love Zane Gonzalez. He's my favorite commander because he went to ASU and saw it through.
So the fact that he left, you're honestly holding that against him?
Not really.
I don't think you are.
Looking at some of these graphs where guess who's rated higher when you look at the analytics than Jaden Daniels?
Who?
Your boy.
Drake
May.
Like, in what analytics?
There's just some analytics that look at, like, the offensive line, the wide receivers around them.
I don't care.
You know what I look at? I tingle. And I know who's better.
Hey.
Jaden Daniels greater than signed Drake May.
Drake May is going to be a good quarterback.
He's going to be good. He's not going to be as good as Jaden, but he'll be good.
He can't run like Jaden. I get it.
Again, as but I said can. Before the draft, there are all these young guys are actually pretty good. It's that rare year.
Well, we'll see how good Penix
is. So far, I've been proven right on Knicks. You guys are convinced on May. Haven't seen enough, but I believe you.
Who's going to be better on Sunday, Jalen Hurts or Jaden Daniels?
I don't know. I think they'll both be pretty good.
Jalen Hurts finally had a good game. He tried to, you know, he got sassy with the media, saying, is that what you wanted to see, that sort of thing.
I've kind of maintained all along that I would pick Philly this week because I think, I mean, let's be honest, they're the better team. Most if you look at the power rankings, most have them in like top one, two, or three. But I think we're decent. And the last time we played them, Saquon went off late. We kept it pretty close. Jaden was still dealing with whatever injury he was dealing with his ribs. Mm-hmm. We didn't have Lattimore. And I, for some reason, this is bizarre maybe to some of you, but I like the fact that we squeaked last week, kind of underperformed, got something to prove this week. Everyone picking Philly. I just kind of like the setup. And so I'm going with my heart, and I think that we might surprise people. I think Jaden will play a little bit better.
Yeah.
I think Lattimore is obviously going to be a big improvement defensively. If we could find a way to just kind of keep Barkley from going crazy, I think we'll have a shot.
You're sleeping on the Cakes factor.
Which
Cakes
is,
has been to two Wizards
be
games.
I'm going to be on the premises.
Winners, right. And he's going to this game.
I'm the good luck charm, baby. Yeah, I need more than that. I need more than that. Are you feeling my logic? No.
I kind of do, dude. The first game, they were right in there until the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I think it was 12-10. We were ahead, actually.
Yeah. I mean, it got away from them in the fourth quarter. The only thing I'd say is that the Eagles right now are in a dogfight for the number one seed.
100%.
So you have the Lions who are banged up.
Correct.
People kind of expect them to go back three games left, maybe lose one or two of these games.
They're not losing to the Bears this week.
The Vikings.
Right, but they just have so many guys. And you got the Vikings also at 12-2. So the Eagles are vying for that one seed.
People don't understand how big that is to be the one seed.
There's only one bye now.
You get a week off to rest all your guys. You obviously have home field advantage. Being the one seed is huge. That's why this game is as big for the Philadelphia Eagles as it is for the Commanders.
And then what we saw in the first game, even though I agree with you, EB, they're right there in the fourth quarter. Like, that's a winnable game in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the Eagles overall, I think you would say far more talented than Washington. And then defensively, they've got the best team in the NFL.
They get after you, man.
Mitchell, the rookie. Prove like he's a great corner.
Cooper DeJean is a stud.
He's a stud.
Cooper's a stud.
Jalen Carter's a stud. I know he gets in fights with his coach on the sideline and everything like that, but they just have more talent.
So could
Washington win? Yes. But the Eagles are a loaded team. They're playing for a potential seed in the NFC.
I'm tiring of all this Eagles propaganda. Can we get some Commanders love? I mean,
hey, this,
Is this Eagle, Larry Michaels?
Is this Eagles team going to win? Are they going to win 11 straight games? Are they going to win every single game until the end of the season?
Maybe not, but
they're due to stub their toe, and hopefully it happens here this weekend.
The old Dew theory. All right, what's your pick? Theory.
Well, hold on.
Did you guys pick yesterday?
Look, Cakes has
been off.
Cakes is like the biggest commander. He's bigger commander fan than Bickle now.
No, I don't think so.
All because of freaking Jaden Daniels.
He's my guy. I do love him. Love me some JD5.
Well, you know why, right?
Because of Jaden.
No, it doesn't even matter fantasy because my
BS. It's my fantasy quarterback and his big money.
My team with Jaden Daniels is eliminated. God rest their souls. I mean, that doesn't matter anymore.
Well, I'm trash talked everybody in the league that they didn't know anything about fantasy.
That might have been one of those leagues. Yeah. Might have to take my.
All right, let's go through and Lurch, go ahead. You pick the Eagles, but I want to hear a score. I want to hear.
I like the Eagles. I'm not sure. Do you think the weather will be a factor just because it's going to be so cold?
Maybe.
For Jaden Daniels?
I don't know.
When's the last time Jaden Daniels played in temps in the 20s?
Probably never. It's probably never happened.
I'm not saying it's going to be a factor, but I'm just wondering if that could be, especially early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Eagles by 4. I'll take them 28-24.
All right. JP?
I don't think it's going to be that close. I think the Eagles are going to win pretty handily. I'll go 31-17, Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, Cakes.
Not that scared of the Philadelphia Eagles, even though they've won 10 straight games. I will not guarantee a victory.
Just gloss over that.
I will not guarantee a victory, but I will predict a victory for the Washington Commanders, 27-21. Commanders, get one of these.
Has there been one week this year where you've picked against the Commanders?
I don't know.
I think you've become full-blown Larry Michael, pick the Commanders every week.
Well, who's got the skin tangibles out there, everybody? It's Larry Michael. Let's make the
picks. How many of you guys think the Eagles will win?
Oh, very, very
like 20%.
That's pretty good, dude.
Maybe not even 20%.
Oh, pretty. God. This is a pretty good.
All right,
crowd.
Make some noise if you think the Commanders are going to win on Sunday.
Wow.
These are my people. They're with me.
Wow.
These people are with me.
But you're picking the Commanders.
I'm going to take the Commanders. It's just a heart pick. I'm hoping that Jaden shows a little better, being healthier. So I'm going to take the Commanders 27-24. You put that in your Instagram picture. 27-24 Commanders, but a Zane Cakes Gonzalez field goal will be the difference.
By the way, do I win cash because Greg Joseph was brought in?
You should.
I should win cash, right?
I think I sent you $2.
You did?
Well, yeah, it wasn't because
Zane of poor
sucked.
Performance.
It was because
of injury. But you still got it.
No injury caveat.
That's fine.
I don't care.
Okay.
All right, I win the spirit of the bet, but I gave you $2.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. And for some reason, I gave you 25 too. You swindled that out of me.
We had to tip our guy Rodney at the Hennessy Lofts last night.
I just like the fact that Cakes had to pay me on those the odds bets I gave him for Lattimore.
I'll do it again. I don't care.
Do you think
I care about losing $10?
I'm an open book.
I'm going to go up to the poker room and lose $500 in about 3 hours. You think I care about losing 10?
If you had to guess the history of your bets with Cakes, were you just a book?
I'm probably 90%.
He's probably a big winner. He's probably going to buy a freaking yacht with all that money.
All right, we got one more hour. It's our annual holiday show. We are live from the Sportsbook, MGM National Harbor. Join us. You can also watch us on the YouTube page, 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Subscribe to it. It's the Junkies coming back with more. Don't go anywhere.